From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Outgoing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made an unannounced visit to Iraq today. It was kept so secret that even U.S. military and embassy spokespeople in Baghdad say they weren't informed about it. Also today, Iraq's president harshly criticized the recommendations from the Iraq Study Group report. NPR's Corey Flintoff is on the line from Baghdad. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Corey, what do we know about Rumsfeld's visit?
Well, I have to say that not much of our information comes from sources in Iraq. The Pentagon said Rumsfeld visited a big U.S. air base in Al Anbar province and spoke to soldiers and Marines there, more than 1,000 of them. He thanked them for their service and told them the U.S. military needs patience to see this task through to success. On the Pentagon's website, it said Rumsfeld also visited a base in Balad. That's about 50 miles north of Baghdad. There's some significance in the fact that Rumsfeld chose Al Anbar province for one of the speeches. Al Anbar is the mostly Sunni Arab region in western Iraq that's been one of the deadliest places for American troops. In fact, the U.S. death toll from the area has been just relentless lately. We hear about 2 or 3 deaths nearly every day.
Corey, it's also significant that the visit comes as Rumsfeld steps down in the midst of criticism about his conduct of the war, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The most recent came this week, of course, in the form of the Iraq Study Group report, which said the situation in Iraq was grave and deteriorating. But, you know, Rumsfeld's been accused for years of not having much rapport with his commanders and troops in the field, so this visit may just be a symbolic effort to dispel that notion as he leaves.
The visit is extraordinarily secretive. Have his trips always been this way?
No. In the past, it's always been the case that these visits weren't announced until the official was already in the country. But then reporters would usually be allowed into their events. That changed with a purported visit from Vice President Cheney on Thanksgiving. It was just like the Rumsfeld trip in that U.S. officials here weren't even able to confirm that Cheney was in the country. Of course, Rumsfeld is a cabinet official who's had some testy exchanges with the media in the past, and he may not feel that he needs any news coverage of this swan song of his.
Iraq's President Jalal Talabani spoke out today against the Iraq Study Group's recommendations. What did he say?
Talabani said the recommendations were unfair, unjust, and dangerous to Iraq's sovereignty. He went on Iraqi television today to complain that this report would undermine Iraq's constitution. You have to remember, of course, that Talabani is a Kurd from the north of Iraq, which is nearly autonomous and wants to stay that way. They don't want the constitution opened up to changes because the current document has provisions in it that promote federalism and support their position. Another thing that Talabani doesn't like is a proposal to soften the rules that keep former officials of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath party from holding any significant positions in the government. Talabani sees that as an opening that could bring thousands of Saddam supporters back into power.
There was more violence in Iraq today, hardly news, but more of the latest clashes seem to be about members of one Muslim sect driving members of the other sect from their territory, Corey.
Yes, it could be a buildup of the ethnic cleansing that's been going on over the past year. Shiites are trying to drive Sunnis out of their neighborhoods and vice versa. In one incident, police say gunmen attacked 2 Shiite homes in a mainly Sunni neighborhood early this morning. They dragged out the men and the boys from each family, there was at least 9 of them, and killed them. Later in the day, police say Shiite fighters raided a Sunni neighborhood, but they were pushed back. At least one of the Shiite gunmen was killed in that fight, and 6 people were wounded. There was another incident. People in a Baghdad neighborhood called Huria found the bodies of 3 men. They were Shiites who'd been kidnapped earlier. They'd been beheaded, and their heads were found someplace else. So, yes, most of the violence reported here today has been between members of the 2 main religious sects.
Corey, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you, Andrea.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Baghdad.